It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
My little victory is I was early to the show today, but that's because I'm in the Eastern time zone. Thank you very much.
You had no choice.
I had no choice. I was up anyway. It's actually 7:17 here right now.
Oh, even snap.
It's 6:17 and we are very busy today.
You better not be giving nobody no panic. Talking about like it's 7? What? Did I forget to... Wait, did I fall forward back at the wrong time? What happened? Did I not fix my clock? No.
If you missed it yesterday, I'm in Florida until Friday because my mom fell and broke her hip and she's in the hospital and long story. But I'm in Florida, so I'm in the Eastern time zone, which means I was early to work today. You're welcome, DZ.
Look at you. Early, late. It's selective. Oh, anyway.
What is your little victory?
My little victory is that I am thankful for our replenishing staff here at the radio station.
What do you mean?
Because they done replenish some of my favorite little morning snackies.
Dude, you know what? The rest of the staff may not come in ever to work except for one day a week, but at least they fill up that fridge in the back and make us good. This is a new feature at work I appreciate.
Yep.
The Hard Pants said, make sure there's Diet Coke in there for Allie. Do you know he said that for us?
Did he really?
Us.
Wow.
He did.
Oh, he ain't saying nothing about me. They better There's be no- making sure these Sunbelt Bakery little fudge dip snackies, they're like, you know, bars are good.
Well, it didn't work. There's no Diet Coke in there, but that's not the point.
No, they replenished.
Well, they waited till I left.
Cause,
lovely.
Because they ain't putting none of my Sprites in there. So they filled your
Rude.
Diet Coke. They left my Sprites out. Hey, wait.
You're welcome.
Little victories, though. They got my
we
snackies.
We have free stuff at work. That's right.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I want to know exactly why you are trying to bring up things that are impossible to make at home on the question of the day, DZ.
Man, because there's things that seem impossible.
Well, I make popcorn and I heat up things, okay? So what are you talking about?
Well, lucky you, that doesn't seem impossible, right?
I'm making fun of myself because, yeah, no. What is it?
Gee, I keep seeing this video, and I think I've sent it to my wife. It's a variation of videos, but it's the same thing at this point because my algorithm now knows I love it. Have y'all seen or have you seen the video of anybody making the croissant bread?
No, I've seen the video. I have seen the videos of people making bread.
No, not
maybe
just bread.
I've seen all the videos of people replacing things to make bread, like, you know, the cottage cheese and all this. I have not seen the croissant one, and I love croissants.
And I know you're carbless, right? I understand with the keto lifestyle.
But
that might not be in your algorithm.
No. I order keto croissants every few weeks.
I got keto croissants?
Yep. There's a brand called Hero. I don't eat them all the time because I try to be careful with that stuff. But I do order them occasionally and have some. So I do eat keto croissants.
Okay.
I was obsessed with them as a kid. Every time my mom came home with them from the grocery store, like, y'all Pick and Save has the...
Oh, my... Bro.
Oh.
I was uncontrollable around the, like, Pick and Save, Sam's
the bakery,
Club, Costco,
the
big old
croissants?
Pack. It was five at a time for me, bro. Them boys was poppable.
Ooh, the way you pull them apart. I used to love to pull the flakiness apart of the croissant. Oh,
so speaking of pulling apart, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to make croissants?
Hell no.
No.
I didn't think it was possible because
ding, 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 right? You just get the little, you know, Pillsbury croissant rolls, roll them up, and then they're done.
I've made those. Thank
homemade,
you. Yes.
I'm talking about homemade where you make the dough, you got to let it rise. It's a whole 24-hour process.
DZ, I have ADHD. You think I have the patience to make bread?
That's what I'm
saying. Get the hell out of here.
And croissant
so
bread is...
So what's the video?
It's somehow different. The video is people making croissant loaves. I've never seen a croissant loaf. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Are you sure it's not challah? It's not challah, right?
100% sure. 1,000% sure.
It's not like the Jewish bread, challah.
No, it's not challah.
Which looks like a big croissant,
nope,
by the way.
Nope.
Okay, so it's definitely a croissant.
It's definitely
the size of a loaf?
It's a croissant loaf, and people are literally just pulling it apart, and it's just like, imagine shredded beef, but it's a croissant loaf, where you could just pull it, and it just, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, my God.
People are filling it with Nutella, with cheese, with a bunch of stuff, and I'm going, I would love to make that. I don't have 48 hours. To let no dough rise, bro. I need my croissant dough now.
Well, pro hack.
What?
My cousin and I, when my cousin Annabelle came to visit me last time, we took Pillsbury crescent rolls and we put everything you can think of. We had like three with jelly.
Mm-hmm.
We had three with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And we were making our own little croissants like that. But it was very, very dollar store version. You know
facts.
What I mean?
Nah,
but
facts.
They were great. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so you see this video.
I think you just gave me an idea. I think you gave me an idea to open up up a bunch of like crescent roll packs and knead it into dough and then make my own loaf.
Combine so you're going to attempt it?
I might, bro, because it seems impossible to make the dough myself. And this is what I'm talking about. I keep seeing videos. I keep seeing things. It's like if you throw a flambé in front of any word for the food you're making, I don't think I could do that at home.
I don't even know what a flambé. What is that? What?
Exactly.
A what?
Exactly. You know, like you take the little torch and you just...
No, I don't know what that... I've seen it. I don't know what that really means. Okay, so...
My mom can make flan. I don't know how she does it.
Foods that seem impossible to make at home. DZ's going with the croissant bread that he keeps seeing online.
I want to try it so bad, but I know it's going to be a failure.
You should try it. I'm trying to think what I... Oh, you know what I never attempt to make, even though I should, because it seems too hard to make at home? Like meat in general. Like I prefer steaks, like all these things I should be making at home, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I would just screw them up, or any kind of like big, like a roast. I never really, you know.
A rack of ribs, you ain't really about to try it out?
I mean, I could, but I don't
seems
know.
Seems impossible.
It seems very adult.
That could be impossible.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
All right, 414-533-1037. What are the foods that seem impossible to make at home? Bread is a huge one.
Yeah.
Like, I know we have bread makers now, but, oh, pasta. My mom, dude, my mom made pasta from scratch when I was a kid. I still have memories of rolling, you know, the pasta maker. We had the roller,
she was a professional.
We're not even Italian. Like, what the hell?
She was a whole no-no, bro. She was a whole no-no.
The pasta? I remember doing that with my mom.
Pasta.
So pasta? Hell no.
Aaron has made breads before. Making bread, letting it rise, that's different. That's a one-day process still. Croissant bread takes 2 days. Who's got 2 days?
Foods that seem impossible to make at home. That is the question of the day. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So DZ had to make us all hungry this morning and talk about this croissant bread he saw online.
I couldn't be alone. I'll share it on my story, bro, so y'all can see it. I realize it's a visual thing. Allie, I got to send it to you, too.
Send it to me, even though I'm never going to make it. It's going to look so good because I don't like things that are hard to make at home.
Yeah.
So let's start with Babe in Hartford. You know, Mike in Hartford.
Babe.
We call him Babe because his wife calls him Babe.
He's got his own
theme song. Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, babe.
He's bringing sexy back. He's a father of almost two.
Ooh. 35 weeks yesterday.
He's a truck driver, and his name is Michael, a.k.a. Babe in Hartford. Ooh, ooh. Hi, Mike.
Or should I say, honk, honk. Big dog.
Hey, Mike.
So I have ambition to always want to make some sort of fun dessert, but if it
it's a good one.
More than four directions, I don't want to make it.
Oh my gosh, Mike,
that is glorious how he decided. It's like if you look at a recipe online, you scroll down, you see too many steps, you go, I'm out.
I've done it the last like four Christmases. I made a candy cane cheesecake, but I had to make two separate colors and then like mix it with a toothpick, and I was like, this is exhausting.
So this is tedious.
And it turned out okay. It didn't turn out great. I've done like a Nutter Butter no-bake cheesecake.
I love Nutter Butters.
This is also tedious, but I just don't want to do it. But I always want to make something fun for Christmas dessert.
Well, we like to eat, Mike. That's the thing. We want to do it because we like to eat, but it's too much work. So
I don't
want
to be desensitized to it while I'm making it because I'm like, this
then
is
you don't
exhausting.
Want it.
I don't want to eat
then
it.
You don't want it. Yep.
Right.
It's happened to my wife. Yep. It's happened to my wife.
Enjoy their work.
It's kind of like when you make your own salad at home, you're like, oh, this is all right. And when somebody else makes it, it's like, this is amazing.
This is the best salad ever. Yeah.
Mike, I think you just answered for me. I said a bunch of stuff. No, salad is one of those things that I can make at home, but it actually seems impossible because it just doesn't taste as good.
You're desensitized to it.
Yeah,
your
I'd
smells
rather pay-
and your colors. I would rather pay for it and have somebody else make it. And then I'm like, wow, this is impressive. Right.
$19 at Sweet Green. You had me.
It's justified. No, it's justified.
Mean, 17 at Zupa's. I'm in.
Why not? I mean, I'll give you 25 plus the tax and a tip. Why not?
Oh my God. Desserts and salad. Those were the two. We figured it out.
Got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I've been waiting for this What Would DZ Do because all I know is Aaron and DZ and his wife Aaron, I should say, put their foots in their mouth. And I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. All I know is you said, I need advice on What Would DZ Do because my wife and I did something. And I'm like, tell me more.
Well, we feel terrible, bruh. And it's with people we don't know that we are like pretty cool just because rip, we just met them. Let me
I gotta hear the story because I'm like, if you don't even know him, what do we care? Okay, hold on.
Well, we do care. We do care.
Wait,
and this is
why. Isn't it funny, by the way, how we care more about the people
strangers?
We don't know, yet our family, we're like, yeah.
Friends and family,
middle
like what?
Middle finger in the air.
Boy,
but then if it's somebody we don't
know,
we're
know
like,
us.
Oh, no.
They know us and they gotta love us.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened? Tell us.
So I don't even know if I've shared, but on our street, one of the houses became vacant. It's a rental, right? And we had a new family move in. So we've got new neighbors on the block. Mm-hmm. And we noticed that they've got younger kids. They've got a dog. They're a cute little family. They're all set up. And they happen to be Latino.
Oh.
So I'm like,
awesome. They're not Colombian, are they?
No, they're not.
That would be like the trifecta of neighbors for you, another Colombian.
Maybe.
Oh my God, you'd lose your mind.
I don't know what nationality they are, but I don't think.
Probably not.
Probably not. But they speak Spanish, right? And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Let's, you know, la raza. Let's go to block, baby. Who's next? Go. So we were excited. Wife and I decided, let's make them a little welcome basket. Why not?
Aww.
Let's be neighborly. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're not always neighbors. Shut up.
Oh, my God. You guys are making the welcome baskets now? Shut up. Would you have done it if they weren't Hispanic? Tell the truth.
Yeah. No, because they got kids. Because they got kids.
And Aaron's not Hispanic, but it's just funny because I was just trying to give you hell.
You're just ripping. You're like, when the Latinos move in, now you're making bienvenida baskets.
All of a sudden,
it's huepa.
You didn't want anybody knocking on your door, and now DZ's like, hey, friends.
Oh, I still don't want you knocking on my door. Don't knock on my door. No, I'm going to bring you the basket, but then leave me alone. Okay? Welcome to the hood. Yeah. Just be nice, be cordial, stay out of my spots, and we good, baby.
You're not in the hood, but anyway. Okay, so you got this
what
family
neighborhood?
That moves in.
Like, welcome to the hood.
Neighborhood, yeah. So this family moves in. This is actually exciting.
This is exciting.
Especially for Sammy and Danny, too.
Because they've got young kids. When they were first moving in, they were like, oh, we noticed you guys got like a playset. We've got littles. We hadn't seen the littles, though. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, feel free to pop over and play with them if they want to. You know, they're really close to our house. So we're like, yes, please. Neighborly, yay. They've got kids. They're two boys. Yay.
I don't even live there, and I'm excited for this dynamic happening right now.
Great.
So anyway.
Let me finish by saying, we get them the basket. We think of everything. We think, okay, kids, let's get them a toy. House, let's get them a blanket. Let's get them a candle, maybe some soaps to go in. Towels for the kitchen, whatever. And then we go, oh, yeah, they got a dog. Let's get the doggy a dog toy.
Oh, you're so nice.
We leave the basket on their porch. It, goes by a day. The basket's gone. And tell me why. That same dang day, we see on their, on their property, on the block, on the street, on the light post, lost dog. They lost their dog. and we gave them a dog toy. Yeah.
Wait, they lost the dog before you gave the dog toy.
I think they lost the dog before we gave them the dog toy. Because by the time I spun the block, all of these things were posted everywhere. And we went, oh, snap. We didn't notice that they had a lost dog before we gave them the welcome basket.
To enter a neighborhood.
We're sitting there open wounding. I'm going, here's for the dog.
Could you imagine something happens to your child and somebody sends you a basket of kids' toys?
Dude,
can you imagine? It's essentially the same thing you did.
It's been days. I don't know if they got this dog back. We haven't talked to them.
Posters still up?
I think so.
Do you have their phone number?
Nope.
You got to get that so you guys can text now and be friends.
That's the question, though. What are we supposed to do? Because now we're feeling foot in mouth moment going, we gave them dog toys or a dog toy for a dog that they don't have. And if they don't get back, that's always going to be a sour point, bro. Now they really might not want to ever talk to us because we're going to be some jaded memory of how we.
It's not your fault.
Am I overthinking it then?
Maybe.
I got to say something. We have to say something,
bro.
We gave them a whole.
It was definitely a insensitive, but she didn't know. That being said, we do stuff all the time where we put our foot in our mouth because we don't know. That doesn't mean you didn't put your foot in your mouth just because you didn't know. So your intent was not bad, but it happened.
But
right?
It happened. We could have been more
what?
Perceptive.
So
now
what?
Exactly. Now what?
Now what?
It wasn't
you better
intent.
Go find that dog. And this is, even though it's what should DZ do today, you better go find that dog. That's the only way to fix it.
We don't want to text the number that's on the posted, the lost dog posted, and be like,
that's
hey,
be
neighbors.
Their number.
Obviously, it's their number. We're not going to be weirdos and be like, hey, neighbor, we noticed we gave you guys a dog toy in the welcome basket. You haven't texted us to say thank you or anything, but here we are. You're welcome, right? Ha, ha, ha. Hopefully you find your dog. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't think, sorry if you could hear me talking to my dad right there.
What up, Stan?
I'm at my parents' house, Sunday. I want my dad to fall. He went to get the newspaper because, yes, they still get the newspaper. Anyway, I digress. So I'm telling you that your intent was not bad.
No,
but
it's
you
not.
Definitely screwed up. All right, 414-533-1037. Paige and McGuanago texted in because that number works to text or call. Paige and McGuanago texted in. She said the phone number isn't on the lost dog posters. Yes, it is, Paige, but that's even weirder to just take someone's number now, and now you're using it for use outside.
Personal
purposes.
It's
not even about the dog.
No, it's not
now
about.
It's getting, I don't know if that's appropriate.
It's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate at all, so we don't want to reach out. Hey, we're the
neighbors.
We're the neighbors from across whatever. Listen, we know we gave you a welcome basket to welcome you to the neighborhood. Didn't realize your dog was lost. Hope you find it. No.
Okay, you know what? I have an answer. I'm sure the phones are ringing.
Yep.
And you can text in. I have an idea for you.
You got an idea for me?
I do, actually.
Okay. All right. Solid. Say less. Let's
and
take all the ideas.
I'm going to tell you next, and then everyone else's, because mine might be bad.
All right. Let's get it,
in
please.
In fact, it probably is. We'll talk to you next.
Backup ideas, welcome.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, Aaron and DZ got a new neighbor. We're very excited because they have little children like you do. You have a 1 and 3-year-old, Danny and Sammy.
Yep.
And now they're going to have friends on the block. And the best part, they're Latino and they speak Spanish.
So, double whip a double win, bruh.
What?
Except for the fact that we gave them a welcome basket with a dog toy for a dog that they lost.
Oh, my bad. I forgot that part. That's the What Would DZ Do? Okay, you know what my advice is before we get to the phones?
What up?
I say that you set up a look for the dog. Like, you almost like say, you know what? Since you already put your foot in your mouth, go reach out and go, we really want to help you set up a time to go look for the dog. Like, let's all go together.
Oh,
and then you take the kids and you walk around, you look for the dog, you
join
talk.
The efforts.
Yeah, that's my advice. But that takes work.
Huh.
You have to actually then stay with it and be
then
devoted.
Be
then you're in.
And I ain't going to lie to you, bro. With my knee feeling the way it is, now I got to walk around and look for it. I'll drive. I'll set up the snack station and follow you guys.
You didn't get the MRI results yet?
Not
unbelievable.
Yet.
All
not
right.
Yet.
Well,
not yet.
I
another
can't wait to
different
get those.
Problems, bro.
Well, Katie Ann is in Lake Geneva. Let's go ahead and pull her up. She's got some advice for you.
Hello.
Morning,
hi, Katie Ann. It's almost your season, Lake Geneva. It's almost your time.
I
We're
swear.
Almost to summer.
No. It's getting busy as we speak. Somebody's pulling up right now.
Yep. Katie Ann, you have advice. You say to text them from the flyer. Is that appropriate, though, Katie?
I don't
Come
think
on.
So.
What
I mean,
do you think?
If you're looking for if you found the dog, you're going to be texting. So
sure.
I feel like if you're asking them if they found the dog, and I mean, and they could do exactly what you said, Allie. Go and be like, hey, let's set up a time. We'll help you search where your dog was last seen, and we'll go and see if we can spot the dog. I mean,
do the extra neighborly thing. Like, hit them up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we noticed your number on the flyer.
She's
have you guys
combine,
found the dog yet?
Combine mine and hers, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
hey,
DZ's got a bum knee. He can't. Remember
I'm not helping look. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
You know what's so funny? They don't know you, and it's going to look crazy because you'll be like, well, I'm not going to help, but I'll send my wife out. They'll be like,
I'll send my wife and kids on the efforts, but I'll be here.
But
I'll man the fort down, playing Fortnite.
Don't tell them you have a knee problem. Just say, I'll send the wife and kids out.
Bro, if they've seen me walking around the house, they know I got a knee problem.
They know, because they think you have a pimp walk. But it's really really just the knee.
Listen,
it's
I can tell you what he did before he got married. I can tell you about the walk. Look at that man. He got strong hands.
So Katie Ann's advice was to basically text him from the flyer and try to help. Okay,
Heard Katie Ann, but
thank you,
makes me nervous.
But probably not.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Appreciate your call. Great to hear from you, G. Bye.
Okay. Okay, let me pull up the text messages and see what people say. Oh, Sarah from Tosa says one line. DZ has to find the dog. That's all she said. Good talk.
How am I going to do that? Where am I supposed to go? I don't even know this dog's name, and I haven't even really invested time to look at the poster really like that to know.
Listen to you. You're saying it on the air. You're like, I don't even care what the type of dog is. They just got a lost dog.
I think it's called Bingo. Or maybe that's Bluey. I don't know.
Becca from East Troy texted in. You can always text or call 414-533-1037. She texted and said, DZ, you should go over to their house and offer to walk around the neighborhood with your neighbors to look for the dog. Conversations happen while walking, and then you can use that opportunity to apologize for the toy and put your mind at ease, then exchange numbers that way.
There's got to be another way that I could actually have a conversation that doesn't involve me creepily texting them for ulterior motives or creepily going and asking to walk around so I hurt my knee more. For real.
Oh my gosh, it's like you walked right into Lisa in West Dallas in Stallywood. It was like she came from the gods, has been sent down to give you advice because I think she has an answer for you. Lisa!
Spicy heavens.
Good morning.
Morning, fam. What's
I should up? Say it's not only Lake Geneva season. West Dallas has a good summer season as well. I'll just say that. Okay?
Stallywood is every season.
That's true.
It's fun.
That's right. Zoo a la carte. Okay, so listen. I think that's what she said. I don't know what she said. Lisa.
West Dallas a la carte.
Oh, there's a difference.
Oh.
Big difference.
I'll be waiting for an invite. Lisa, tell DZ your advice, because I actually think Lisa's got really good advice for you, DZ.
You think she got it? What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, forget the dog, because we don't know what happened to the dog. For all we know, he got hit by a car and I had to put him down. Not to sound
Lisa.
Negative. But you know what happened to the dog, okay?
Lisa!
Come on!
I am a child. What is wrong with you?
We don't know what happened to the dog, and it could be
true.
A sore spot.
This
for them.
Is, and that's
I would talking about the dog. Might
I would hang up
more.
On you, but we still need the advice. The problem the is we didn't get the advice yet. So.
Lisa's right, and that's part the panic. Because now, if they got a dog toy and something did happen to this dog, and they don't got that dog no more, it's a sour spot and a sour memory on something that
no
that,
double whammy.
Exactly, bro. No, so she's right though.
They have littles. You have littles. Knock on the door and say, "Hey, how you settling? The kids want to play. Oh, chat, chat, chat. We lost our dog. Oh yeah, it's awesome. Flyer, how's that going? Blah 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 blah.
Blah blah blah
blah. Use the kids.
Oh, I love it. She's like, here's my advice. Go over there and go blah 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 blah, and then oh yeah, and then blah 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 blah, and then oh yeah, and then you're
saying,
good.
Ask if the kids want to play.
Yes.
I love that.
She took the idea. Look, I already said, hey, if you guys want to play at the park, you know, we've got a little mini trampoline and a kids, you know, jungle gym right at the crib. Come play at the house.
That's how you start it.
And then the blah 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 is when I go, hey, by the way, if y'all ain't
found the dog, blah 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 blah, yeah,
blah blah blah. Sorry about the toy. Blah 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 blah. Y'all are still
exactly.
cool. Blah 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 blah. Wepa.
P.S. It's time to go home now. Blah blah blah.
P.S. Blah blah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. I have exciting news.
Oh, you do now?
Yeah. Not only are we giving away tickets after we do Am I the Jerk coming up next, but we have a special guest joining us for Am I the Jerk. I cannot wait.
It is exciting news. Honestly, yeah. Shout out to these tickets and shout out to the guests because that's my dog.
Somebody's coming on the show next. That's exciting. They're very opinionated about today's Am I the Jerk, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Quite passionate, and I think respectfully so.
Mm-hmm. So, DZ, we just talked about your new neighbors that moved in on What Would DZ Do? I'm very excited for you about that.
Yeah, I'll check back in, because obviously I think this is update-worthy as far as like a lost dog, new neighbors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that we don't know. So I do got to check back in, and y'all are nosy, so I got you.
Well, I'm in Florida, and if people don't realize that, I am at my parents' house because my mother fell and broke her hip. Because every other week, my parents do something because they miss us. So they keep doing
they
these things.
They miss us.
You miss me, don't you, Dad?
You
my
just
dad's over there.
Around.
By the way, my dad's over there eating a bagel, eating his breakfast. And I'm like, you miss me, didn't you?
He's trying to stay as far away from you as possible.
You can't even hear me. Are you kidding?
He's deaf. He's deaf
He's
on
reading
purpose.
The paper.
He's
my
choice.
He's reading the paper and eating his bagel, which is, you know, one of my favorite breakfasts. But yeah, so my mom, I went to see her yesterday, and I'm going to go see her again today, and then I'll be back, you know, next week in Milwaukee, and then I'm going to come back again.
Right.
But we worked it out so I could broadcast from here. So it's funny because I'm literally at my parents' house, and it is so nice here. And do you know how much time I got outside yesterday?
Zero.
Like zero.
The two seconds you were out in between walking outside of one building into the next?
And you know I love to get a tan.
I swear I know. I know it. And I'm trying to convince you to go out in the sun at least
crying for
a minute.
I was like, I need to go outside.
Can I sit near a window? Is there a window
nearby?
Never mind.
So I'll be back. Yeah.
I do want to ask. How's the OG doing? How's your mom, man? Straight up.
She's good. You know what?
She's good spirits.
She's a character.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Good.
You know, I forget that they're my parents. You wonder. I always say, like, Hudson and Owen always tell me, my kids tell me, you're not funny. You're not funny at all. But then they had to get funny from somewhere,
right? It came from somewhere.
Hello. So it's me. Obviously, it's not their father. Duh. I'm the funny one.
Raw.
I told them that. No, I told their dad all his whole life I was always funnier than them. But, you know, so it's like weird to see your parents be funny.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Well, I remember
like,
my mom started joking.
They're not funny.
They're not funny people.
You're like, they're not funny, but then my mom does stuff. It's just hysterical.
And then
man.
It's hilarious. And the older we get, the funnier they get because you're like, whoa,
yes.
I get that. I understand that humor
and
now.
I'm just as weird as they are, and
yep.
I didn't know it.
I might be weirder.
So my mom's sister, my Aunt Pat called because she wanted to check on her sister,
of
right?
Course,
so they're
of
on
course.
The phone. They're on the phone. It was the funniest conversation. Like, my mom's, like, talking, and she's all over the place, and her sister, my Aunt Pat's like, and what's the point of this, Nancy? Like, listening to the two of them on the phone. I'm
back
like,
and
this
forth.
Is hysterical. And my sisters are like, they're being so mean. I go, they're sisters. That's how we talk to each other.
They're not being mean.
Said,
they're conversing.
I said, Penny, if you were in the hospital at this age and you weren't making any sense, I'd be like, what are you talking about, dude? I wouldn't sugarcoat it for you. You're my sister.
You're my sister. And you're in need of a whole lot of reality
checks
right now. You weirdo. What are you doing?
So it's just funny to, you know,
see their dynamic. Do you
feel
like you're looking into your future with your sisters then? A little bit?
I hope not. But yes, we're going to be golden girling it up.
I swear.
I
can't wait to get old. I don't know about a lot of people. They're like,
well, that
oh,
makes one of us.
Like this,
who
that,
wants
and the
to
third.
Get old? That's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
What I mean by that is I can't wait to really achieve that status of like wisdom and elder in my life. I can't wait to be so great. Obviously, nobody wants to get old. I don't want to lose my youth and spirit, but I can't wait to
you
be
realized,
the elder.
Yeah, but as you get older, you realize we don't know what we're doing either. Like,
oh,
nobody 100%. Knows what the hell they're doing.
That means
we're all just faking it.
And I can say whatever I want and everybody's just going to blindly trust it because I'm all old and gray and I look wise. Yes, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Wait, Allie.
Oh, you have issues. Okay, fine. Well, everything's good here. DZ wants to get old. I do not. And I'm in Florida at my parents' house. What a week.
We're going to make it
what
work.
What a week.
And you still don't know where the five is. Ha ha.
And I still don't know where the five is. You know what? I can't stand you. We have to play one quick song, though, because I have to get our special guest on the phone because I'm very excited about this person joining us for Am I the Jerk. Is
all
that
right.
cool?
Quickest song I could find.
We'll be right back. Wait till you hear who's on Am I the Jerk today, everybody. It's coming up next, 103.7. Kiss FM.
Don't think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No way, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Every day on the show, Am I the Jerk, one of our most popular segments, is about the moral dilemma that you're struggling with. And today,
something new
is
every
one.
Day.
We have a special guest joining us today, DZ, because he's very passionate about this one.
He heard about it and said, no, I got to be a part of this one.
He said, what? That's a jerk move. So please welcome to the show my 11-year-old Hudson. Hi, Hudson.
Hello. La.
Hello. La. He said hello. La. He said you mixed the Spanish and English. I like that.
He sure
hello,
did.
Hello. La.
La. Hudson, I wanted you to come on today because I know you're very passionate about this story. So, DZ, let me tell you about it first, and then Hudson can give you his input because he's very mad about this.
Because I don't know
so
what's going on.
Friend, well, I have a friend who has a child the same age as Hudson, so another 11-year-old, fifth grade.
Okay.
And every time that my friend, that her son gets a gift or money, or basically money, not a gift, but money, she keeps it. And she is not giving him any of his birthday money or any of his money that he gets from anyone, and he cannot have it until he's 18.
None of it. So every time
this kid gets a monetary gift, his mom takes it and puts it away, and when he's 18 he can have it all.
He's gonna have a nice little chunk of change at 18,
hopefully, unless his grandma sends $5 checks like mine did. However, that being said, they add up.
You had $100 by 18 then.
You know what I'm saying? So Hudson heard this and he was appalled. Hi, Hudson. Hi again.
Hi.
What up, man? Okay, honey boy.
So Hudson, do you think the mom's a jerk for keeping them? Because she's
Let us finish. Jesus.
Jeez.
He said, no, you can stop talking.
He's like, yes. She's trying to build some kind of responsibility,
yep.
financial literacy.
Setting up a college fund.
She's trying to help him with college, Hudson.
My man said, bah humbug, bro. You being a Scrooge.
His mom's trying to do the right thing.
Right.
You think she's a jerk?
Yeah.
Why?
You were so passionate about this at home. Now you have nothing to say? Okay, really?
Isn't it supposed to be your money?
Yeah, but what are you going to buy? As an 11, 12-year-old, I remember what I was buying with my birthday money if I was ever given
it's
any
crap.
Portion of it. It was what? Nothing. What were you going to buy with that money, Hudson? Explain it. If it was you, what would you be buying?
What?
Whatever you want, I guess.
Exactly.
Fair.
Exactly.
But if you got no idea.
And it's nothing.
Nothing.
It's an overpriced toy that eventually is going to get given to somebody else or thrown in the trash or broken or whatever. You're going to have nothing to show for it.
It's candy.
This kid, yeah, candy. You can't even, you really have nothing. When you go to the dollar store, Hudson, or Dollar Tree, and you waste all your money on candy, what a waste.
It's V-Bucks for Fortnite.
This kid is not a big back.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I cannot. You know what, Hudson?
This guy.
Stop.
But
you're not a big back.
Kids aren't going to spend stuff on valuable things, right? We know this. We appreciate this about kids because they just buy frivolously, like, yeah, whatever, huh? Give me $20 for V-Bucks and this and that and the third
or,
for Fortnite. Yeah.
Or it's all online and you really have nothing to show for it and the money's gone. So, Hudson, my friend, her kid is going to have so much money and you're going to have nothing because you're going to have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, nothing except your bank account.
He doesn't care.
All right,
Hudson, you know what? So not the jerk. She's not the jerk, right? Right, Hudson?
Yeah.
Not the jerk.
He said, yeah, big lie. He said, no,
he
total
agrees.
Jerk.
I meant jerk.
Oh, now he's listening. Okay.
Jerk.
Okay. He says jerk.
Big jerk.
Thanks for calling in today, Hudson. Appreciate you. Yep. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Later, buddy.
God,
what
is with him?
Love you. He's mad because now he thinks you're going to start keeping his birthday money.
Well, I might. when we talked about this at home, this kid wouldn't stop. I'm talking. He went off about it. He's like, such a jerk move.
The
he's
audacity.
Like, that's not her money. She can't keep it. And then we get on the air. He's like, yeah, not a jerk.
He's too laid back. Boy, too cool
okay,
for school.
Real talk, though. So this mom I know keeps all the money until they're 18. Any money they get. And Hudson's like, that is not cool. That's not your money. What do we think, DZ? Jerk or not the jerk?
As a child, I would not have appreciated this, right?
No, I wouldn't have either. But
I remember my mom not letting me have all of my birthday money. If say I got $100, right, for a birthday. Great. Oh, my gosh. I was rich.
Yeah.
She would let me take 20, 10, something, and go spend it, go buy something.
Oh.
The rest, she wanted me to save. Now, it's kind of crazy because I never saw that savings again, so I don't know where it actually went.
Right. But that's actually funny.
As an adult, you understand that sometimes those funds need to be used to buy things. I'm sure the 80 that I gave or that was saved was actually used for groceries or used to pay a bill or something, right?
Uh-huh.
We grew up a little different, but I was happy getting some of my money back, right? Because I knew when I asked for stuff later.
She's not giving any money to this kid, though.
It would come from the my fund, if you will, and it was never spoken that this was my fund, but when I needed something later, $20 for another trip, I was just assuming that was coming from my birthday money. It wasn't. It was coming from my mom's paycheck or my dad's paycheck.
Right.
But I was assuming, okay, this is money that they've been saving for me. Yeah. Mm. No.
Yeah.
I can't call it a jerk, bro. As a sound, logical thinking adult, there's no way that you're a jerk in this situation.
Well, Jennifer and Racine texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said she's definitely the jerk. Money is a gift, is still a gift. That's like skipping the birthday entirely.
Mm.
They should be able to get what they want with the money that was given. You shouldn't start taking half until they've worked for it, maybe a part-time job as a teen. But this isn't going to teach anything because it's not money that was earned.
That was earned.
That's an interesting take on it. I get what she's saying.
And I hear where you're coming from. It's like when your kid gets a toy and you hoard it from them going, you've got too many toys. You're not going to get this toy yet. They just got that for their birthday. Christmas, whatever. Like, what?
Jenny in Farmington said, I do think she's the jerk for taking all of it. She should let him have part of it. Well, she's taking all of it, so then you're saying jerk. Yeah, she's the jerk then.
She is the jerk for taking all of it because it is all of it. it.
All of it.
Wouldn't you appreciate turning 18 and getting handed 50 bands, bro?
Yes.
5-0. 50K at 18. Diabolically acceptable.
If that's the amount it ends up being, I'm going to be real mad at myself for not pocketing all of Hudson's and Owen's birthday money. I'm just saying.
Let's just say they get 100 here, 1,000 here, you know, Christmas, birthday, whatever. That's going to add up, bro. And if you're properly saving it, throwing it into bonds, getting yourself a Roth IRA, whatever. Literally, you can set these kids up. And as a child, you don't know, you don't care. And until you're grown, it ain't gonna matter.
A lot of parents do that with the college fund. Whatever. All right.
I hear you.
414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for taking all of her son's birthday money? He's 11. He's not getting any of it until he's 18. She keeps every single dime. Hudson says jerk. I don't know.
People
are texting and not the jerk. We're going to talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, I know somebody who keeps all of their child's birthday money. The kid is 11. He's in fifth grade, much like my son. And when I told my fifth grader about this, he thought it was the meanest thing on the planet that the mom takes all the birthday money from the kid.
I think it's genius, man. Honestly, I do think it's genius.
A lot of people are saying not the jerk on the text line because you can text in. And Amanda from Waukesha, she said, we're not the jerk. The child will benefit from this going into college.
Tenfold.
As long as they are a minor and the parents are providing and buying them things here and there, they aren't missing out. Great life lesson on saving and self-control.
And that's what I think is what we're missing, bro. Oh, it's their birthday. Oh, it was given to them. Oh, it was a gift. Yeah, but we spend on nothing, man. And even as adults, bro, that kid is going to appreciate that. It really is. They really are. Ugh.
Let's go to Tammy and her 10-year-old Thomas on the phone.
Oh, snap.
I can't wait to hear his opinion. Hi, guys.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm already guessing what Thomas is going to say. Thomas, jerk or not the jerk? What do you think?
Jerk.
Big old jerk.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. Mom, Tammy, what do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
I yelled out jerk at the same time he did.
Really?
Oh.
Whoa. I did.
Okay, but why?
Because it's that kid's birthday, and I just think that is so cool when kids get to have money and buy all the crap that I don't want to buy.
True, but it's not like we're not buying them things throughout the year, and we're missing that point. Yeah. That kid is not going missing for anything. Nothing needs nor wants for anything, guaranteed.
True.
I don't think it's theirs, and they should get it.
Mm. All at once?
Okay. Yes,
wow.
All at once.
Okay. Heard.
Fine.
She kicks
it
off.
I guess we'll all be wasting our money. Thank you, Tammy and Thomas. They say jerk.
Appreciate
Have a good
it,
day.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I did the same thing with my kids. My rule was if the money was given as a gift, it went in the savings account. If it was money they earned, they got to do what they wanted with it.
Flip it. If you earn it,
listen,
you spend
to this.
It.
That's kind of what somebody else had texted in. She said, my daughter just turned 16 and she used the money I had saved for her to buy her first car. She was much happier with that at the end than all the stupid little toys she would have spent the 20 on.
Look at
Amen.
That. Look at that. And if you're thinking Amen. Of the bigger picture, look at that. You save until they're 16, 17. Mm-hmm. Look who's got a nice little college fund or a nice new whip.
Steve in Twin Lakes said, my mom did the same thing, not the jerk. And it paid my first year of college in full $13,000.
I told you, man, it could get up there. It really can get up there.
Hey, Dad, you owe me $13,000.
Why Allie starts standing up to go talk to her father? She said, "Forget like, this job. I got a conversation to have.
Hold on, I got a parent to talk to. Give
I'll be
me a
right
second,
back,
man.
We in the middle of Am I the Jerk, Allie? Come back.
All right, fine. You know what? Let's go to Santino in Sheboygan. We're talking about, are you the jerk for taking all your kids' birthday money and not giving it to them until they're 18, which is what somebody I know does. Santino!
Hey, good morning.
Morning, familia.
Hey.
What up, man?
Hey, which way are we going, jerk or not the jerk, Santino?
Dang, I forgot. Oh, wait, she's the jerk.
She
is. You think she is the jerk for keeping all the phones?
Are you okay? He said, I forgot.
Hey, I was listening to everybody, then my mind started swaying, but...
Fair enough.
Listen, like, so what we do is whatever the boys get, they get half of it, and we put the other half away. So we teach them the responsibility of you have to pay bills or you have to do this, but guess what? You have this money and you can save the rest to know that you want to go out with your friends. Hey, you got to use your own money at this point because
you're budgeting.
Yep, budgeting for sure. I was just about to say.
And it's not the kids' responsibility.
Yeah, they need to spend their own money anyway, Santino, because we have to spend our own when we're out drinking together, like on your birthday at The Outsider.
That part.
Hey,
we have expenses.
Shout out to The Outsider.
We have expenses.
I swear, and you got to learn that early because them expenses come and keep coming, and they don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but if you only take half, though, but if you only take half, Santino, then you're going to say jerk, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I told you to be a jerk.
100%, because it's the amount. It's taking the full amount. But when if you tell me my kid's going to have at least $13,000 when they turn 18, that's a setup right there. That is perfect.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. What?
I don't think I could do it, though, because I'd take the money.
Hey, that's what they don't know.
See,
if I know I'm about to make 13 bands off of my kids, they owe me something.
That's the only reason we think it's a great idea, because we want it, dude. Come on.
Well, but our middle kid right now, he also goes to private school, so we have to pay tuition. So he knows a portion of that goes to help pay for his tuition, and he's not mad about it. I mean, our kids don't have to want for anything, and that's their greatest thing in the world, to be able to come from where we come from, not having anything, to now being able to provide these things. And they get it. They understand the value that if they do something, what they put in is what they get out. So you do some work around the house, you get some money. I give you half, you put half away.
Beautifully said. That's the real gift. Mm-hmm. That is the real gift, to know that they need or want for nothing in life. That's the goal, man.
Right.
That's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least to make them think they don't. Yeah.
He said, I'm dropping the mic. I'm hanging up, man. Peace. Much
All right,
love.
Bye, Santino.
Be good. Be great, man.
All right. Hey, you too, man.
Later, man. Peace, fam. Love.
All right. Last but not least, we're talking about, is she the jerk for keeping all of her 11-year-old's birthday money? Every last drop of money, and she gives it to him when he's 18. So far, two jerks. You think anybody's going to change?
I hope so. I mean, the texts are saying not the jerk. Everybody on the text is saying not the
crazy.
Jerk.
It's crazy. There's so many not the jerks in the text that I'm shocked they both said jerk, because Heather and Franklin said not the jerk. What they should be doing is involving the kid with the savings part of it and have them look at it while it's being invested in a savings account or a CD so that the kid sees it.
Yep, that's a solution, but we're not here for that. We're here for moral dilemmas.
All right, you know what? Let's go to who we going with?
We got Clayton.
Clayton in Lake Mills this morning. I don't think he's on a tiebreaker because there's two jerks. Are you going to agree with the others, Clayton?
Or what?
Sweep it, baby. Sweep it.
Oh!
Booms. Vacuum it like Santino would say. Zoop. Dang.
You say jerk.
Wow.
Dang, you got
wow. Same reasons. What's the word?
Well, I was actually going to go 50-50, but while on the show, you guys can't do 50-50.
Uh-huh. No, there's no 50-50 on AMI.
No,
the jerk.
No Midwest nice.
I was going to be special, but I'm not that special, guys.
Not yet. Let's get your theme song first.
No, it's his money. So I've done it before, and he got $10, and I spent it, and then I paid him back the next day, and he got very, very mad. He took my money. So his money is his money, and then he also takes a little bit of money and puts it on the side. So he actually saves his own money and gets money at the same time. So he does both.
Okay. So that's you guys
good.
Are
See,
teaching.
Well, my kids have tried that, but then every time they want money, they go in and break into the bank, and then they want the money back out of their piggy banks, and then it's all gone again. See?
And then the other philosophy totally makes sense, too, because you save it for a rainy day. And like you say, we heard it, you pay with his tuition, you pay with a whole bunch of stuff. So there are perks,
right?
But it's their money. Like you say, apparently we get a paycheck, right? Nobody takes our paycheck.
You know what it is?
Well, the government.
We're all saying not the... You know what
I'm
saying?
Uncle Sam here.
Everybody on the text line is saying not the jerk because we're thinking it's not our money. We don't care. If it was our money, we would care, y'all. Let's be real.
What do you think I'm trying to bring up with the taxes? Uncle Sam, more like Daddy Sam out here taking some of my allowance.
Jerk.
Jerkity jerk. You know what?
Right,
they are the jerk.
Jerkity jerk. Done. Thank you for calling, Clayton. Have a good day.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great afternoon, guys. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, guys.
Yes, sir, man. Let's get you that song. Much love, man.
Ashley in Tosa texted in and said, I think we need more info. Well, we don't have any, Ashley. You have to tell us with what you got. She said, my nephew, who's 12, asked for money for his birthday to save for a new RC car.
Oh.
So if he asked for the money, jerk.
Jerk.
Oh,
jerk,
yeah.
For
now,
sure.
That would be a whole nother story.
I think we got to stand 10 toes on it, man. Really. I don't think it's a bad idea, but I understand where everybody's coming from as far as that. That 100% makes it hard because the kid's going to feel like they were robbed.
You're trying to teach them something. Yes, they're going to love it when they're 18. But would most of us stick through it? Hell no. We'd give our kids the money.
Don't lie, y'all. No.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, jerk. You ready to give away these Wiz Khalifa tickets?
Come on now. I got to play one of my favorite songs, G.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're picking today.
Brings back all of the memories and feels of like graduating high school with the homies, man. For real, for real.
Oh. Aw, well, Wiz Khalifa's coming to the rave on May 24th, so we're sending you caller 33-414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I know that tomorrow is officially dumpster fire dating.
Technically.
But I was thinking, I had some ideas.
You got ideas
DZ.
For Ideas for what?
I don't know. I was thinking about whoever texted in, oh my God, perfect song choice when you mentioned Creepin' DZ. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, what if I decide to maybe date in another state? What do we think about this, everybody?
You mean you like the another state that you're in right now?
Yeah, like Florida. Because even though I have no interest in moving here,
right?
My parents live here, right? And so every time I travel, I don't know if you know this, DZ, but when you travel, if you open one of your dating apps, it then relocates you to wherever you are. So if I open my Hinge or my Bumble or whatever in Florida, it's going to now put my location in Florida, and now I'm going to have all Florida guys.
Okay. I did not know this.
that's how people match on apps
in different
when they're
places.
Traveling in Vegas or wherever. They're like, oh, I met a guy. We're going to go meet, because they
it'll geolocate to
city.
Wherever you're at, because it's like, oh, you're here. You obviously want to meet people here.
But the negative to that is when I then go home, I don't know who's in Florida and who's in Wisconsin, right? Now they're all mixed up in my feed, and now I'm confused.
Then
right?
You got to remember.
I try not to open the apps when I'm in a different state, because then it throws me all for a loop, and I'm already confused as it is, right? Because dating is so much. Mm-hmm. There's so many people coming and going. So I thought about it yesterday. I'm sitting there. My mom's in the hospital. She broke her hip. So now I'm back in Florida. I had abruptly come down again. And here's the thing. I'm coming back over Mother's Day. It was already planned. I'm bringing my children, and we're coming back to Florida in like less than 2 weeks. So I'm sitting there in my mom's hospital room, just sitting there hanging, talking. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should open. And then I'm thinking to myself, when in the hell am I going to meet? I can't. I'm at the hospital all day. Like, I'm there until 8 p.m. when visiting hours end, right? I'm just there for emotional support, keeping my mom company.
Of course.
She's in rehab right now, doing all this stuff. So I'm sitting there with her all day. So I guess technically at 8:30 when I leave the hospital, I could meet a guy. But by then I'm done, because I've done the show.
True.
I've been up. I've spent.
You've been
all,
with
I'm
your
exhausted.
Mom. You're tired. You just want to go rest.
Family stuff like this is actually emotionally and mentally exhausting.
Draining.
So I don't want to go on a date, but I'm thinking to myself,
why not?
What if this is my one chance? What if I met a guy and then in 2 weeks I could see him again?
Get your little Florida boy. Thinking, get you a Florida boy.
Thinking,
grill and
you're
all.
Delusional.
Wicks
no,
and everything.
Delusional. I have no time for that. What am I, crazy?
You got time
do
for
it
a Florida
or not?
Boy. But it's 8 o'clock.
I don't know if
you
I
act,
do.
You
I
act
don't
like
know.
You're 90 years old talking about, it's 8 p.m. Meemaw needs to go to sleep. Okay.
DZ, it's you. Come on. Dealing with family, you know I regress.
Yep.
We all start fighting. I have to listen to my parents arguing on and off. Like, it's just exhausting being with your family sometimes.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm talking trash because I'm being the devil on your shoulder going, go do it. Go on a date to Florida. Why not?
Well, somebody texted in and said, Allie, you're too picky with the guys you meet in Milwaukee. Long distance ain't going to work. No. I don't think I'm that picky. Do you think I'm that picky?
You're a little picky.
Oh, come on. Forget you. You know what? Screw you. The only thing I'm picky about is the height. The only thing.
Well, because you're tall, and I get that. And honestly, being picky isn't a bad thing. Everybody goes, oh, you're picky. No, I know what I like. Well, okay.
And by the way, WXSSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Forgot to say that. Okay, so DZ, go on. I'm not picky, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, you like what you like. I don't think you have a type. I don't think you're picky to the degree
standards.
Of like, you've got standards. Thank you. That was about to say. I don't think you're picky.
No type.
I think you've got set standards and you will stick to those. There's things that have happened in your life that set certain standards for you that you will not change for anybody, don't care who that is.
And that being said, sometimes I break those rules and I regress.
Sure.
And then I have to check myself and I have to go, Allison, you're not listening to your own standards. You're putting up with something you don't agree with right now. You have, like, for example, when I got involved with BBL Boo, I forgot his name already. This is horrible.
BBL
and
boo.
Even though, because think about it, I started thinking about him again. I was like, oh, I'm thinking about him. Even though I knew exactly that it was over, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm bored.
Maybe
I should go back.
Well, you're not bored in Florida.
Nice guy.
You're busy
in
Florida.
No, I'm not bored. But I'm very busy.
But you're also considering the fact that you do got a little bit of time. And from that time after 8 p.m. when visiting hours are over, when you and Pops get back to the, you know, to the house or whatever, you're not sitting there hanging out with your dad until 11. He's going to bed, too.
Yeah, but am I a jerk then if I don't? No, he's asleep in his recliner, DZ. You know
exactly.
What dads do. That's what he does. He's not paying attention to me. Somebody said she's not picky just because she doesn't want a douchebag. Thank you.
Heard.
Thank you.
It just often gets told that's picky.
I'm reading the text. Ain't no way you got energy for that. But also, why not?
Why not, bro? What's one night? You're not there too long. Nobody's saying you got to go knock boots and play hot dogs and donuts with nobody. But who knows what kind of inspiration and refreshing energy you might get from just seeing what comes about. Entertain nothing, man.
I haven't even opened it.
That's what I'm saying.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh. All right. Well, let's open it up to lines. Yeah.
Do I just start a convo and then go out with somebody in 2 weeks?
See what happens. Ooh, you are coming back.
But then it's gonna be weird. Mike,
why? Why is it weird? Let's open it.
I don't know. Screw it.
We're circling, and you're not listening to me say go ahead and go for it. So why aren't we? Let's put it to a vote.
Okay, fine. You guys can call 414-533-1037. Should I open the dating apps in Florida? Try to make a long distance love connection before I return.
Maybe.
Should we have a Florida love? Is this the new dumpster fire dating? Saga?
What's up? Allie getting a Florida boy, wigs and
maybe.
All.
Doesn't sound bad. All right, I'll talk to you next. Did you play that song on purpose?
What are you talking about?
103.7 Kiss FM. You know what, DZ.
I don't recall.
You know what.
Has my music selection been on point? That's great. That's just how the world works. Allie, it's fate.
It's working. We found love in a hopeless place, a.k.a. Florida. So I'm in Florida, if you guys missed it. It's Allie and DZ. I'm only here until tomorrow because my mom fell, broke her hip. She's in the hospital. She's in rehab. This is like every other week now I'm
it's
in this
saga.
Phase with my parents.
Yeah.
My dad had a stroke in January. It's one thing after another. So,
and you're coming back, though.
And I'm coming back for Mother's Day, which was already planned. I'm bringing my kids. We're coming back. So this was not a planned trip, the one I'm on now.
Emergency trip.
So I was telling DZ, I was like, should I open the dating apps here? Or like, I don't have time to date anyone, but it might be a nice distraction. It's a new pool of men.
You're telling yourself don't have time, bro. After 8 p.m., you've got the time from 8 p.m. till whenever you want to go to actual sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, Target Angelo's on the phone, our boy.
Oh, snap.
Hey, Angelo.
What up, fam?
I know you and DZ. I know you and DZ are good friends, but you and I are good friends now too because I go to Target and see you and say hi. So DZ, don't be
absolutely.
Jealous, okay?
I'm not my brother from another
don't
mother.
Be jealous.
We can have sisters, you know what I'm saying? Sisters from different misters. It's all good.
Yeah.
Angelo, what do you think? Should I open the apps in Florida? Am I crazy?
Well, as a wise man once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I say go for it.
Boom.
Oh,
boom. For real.
Okay.
You don't need to say more.
Really?
That's exactly what. Come on, man. Like, what are you missing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're going to sit there and regret it when you come back and go, man, I could have at least talked to somebody.
It's the same pool of men in Milwaukee, and I had all these new people.
You out here got your toe dipped in a warmer pool talking about I want to get out, though.
Hold on, though, you guys. Here's the problem, and you got to keep this in mind. My parents are near Daytona. And so when I go to the hospital, this is actually really funny. My mom's hospital is right next to the Speedway, you guys. So every time I go to the hospital, I'm going by the Daytona 500, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these events going on all the time.
All the time.
So there's people on vacation here. So I could even meet somebody who doesn't live here.
For all you
That's
know, you're
going
to meet a Milwaukee man in Florida.
I'm in a tourist area, basically, right?
You are. I mean, there's a Daytona Beach, ain't there?
All right. We can get engaged on the beach. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, I'm married
there
again.
You
know what, Angelo? Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Angelo. Bring in some logic,
appreciate
man.
Y'all,
we needed
man.
You. Man,
appreciate
I
appreciate you, Angelo.
Love, bro. I'll let you soon. Peace,
so wait,
fam.
So I jumped from no to now we're getting married to something I said I'd never do again. I mean, we're getting.
Yes, it's a destination beach wedding in Daytona, Florida. When do we leave? Do I gotta book a ticket for now? Is Angelo coming with? What are we doing?
Who takes it in flights, not feelings? You guys are so funny. It might be fun. I can have a guy to travel with.
Fun,
we can
not
meet
feelings.
Up in cities when I don't have my kids. I mean, listen to everything I'm creating in my mind. I've
you
made
already,
this all up in my mind.
Listen to me, Allie. You already did the flight part, right? Nobody said you got to catch feelings. There's another F word that works, and the word is fun. I don't know what y'all are thinking, but the word is fun.
Ashley in Milwaukee said that I should do it. She texted in and she said, she said, yes, open the apps. You deserve happy, fun, and love. Ashley in Milwaukee. Okay. Well, I'm talking about, should I date in Florida while I'm visiting my parents? I don't have time, but maybe.
I ain't found nobody.
A love connection when I'm joking about it. Maybe it'll be real.
Nobody has said no yet. Notice that. Not one person has said no yet.
Who's on the phone? Dave and Slinger?
We got Dave and Slinger, and I mean, he might be saying no because he wants to take you on a date himself, but I don't know. Dave.
Absolutely not. I'm saying 100% go for it.
Yeah?
Thanks, okay. Dave.
And I have a story if you got time.
We got a minute, man. Lay it on us.
What? Okay, so what I met my current wife when I was living down in Mexico City.
Oh.
And I turned on my app, and we found each other, and I was moving back a month later, but we continued a long-distance relationship for a year.
Wow.
And now we've been officially married for 9 years.
If I would have said no,
I never would have met the love of my life, and we are happy as can be, and it was meant to be.
I'm so happy for you guys, man.
Turn it on. Well, turn it on.
Okay. You know what? You guys are inspiring me to look for love in Florida, even though I'm not a fan of this state that much.
And nobody said you got to look for love at all. You just hanging out. Out, man.
It's too hot here.
It's
Listen,
hot.
Somebody texted in and said, do it. The only con will be who will move. Look, he's moving now. We're moving to live with each other now.
We'll move to Florida. We'll move to Florida. We will all make the move. We can radio from Florida, Allie. We don't even got to be here no more.
That's part of the problem is that he would have to move. Like, there is no in between.
He's moving up here, right?
I'm not moving. Well, I'm not. I can't leave.
Dave, new problems to figure out, man.
I can't go anywhere.
If it was meant to be, it'll happen. And you'll never know if you don't turn it on.
That part. Like Angelo said, like Dave said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Appreciate your call, Dave. Yeah.
You're right.
I love you guys.
We love you
every day.
Weppa, man. Thank you. Take care.
Peace. He inspired me not only to turn on my app, but I'm also going to hit on a doctor today. Thanks, Dave.
Weppa.
103.7 Kiss FM. Sorry, you thought I wasn't going to come in, didn't you?
Yeah, I hear big stretching. He said,
stretching.
Oh, you in Florida.
Oh, she got on the apps and she gave up. Look at that, man. Oh,
why are you scrolling so fast over there, Allie?
Stop it. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Weppa.
Do you tell people how much you spend on things? Like, do you tell people?
What do you mean?
I'm serious.
No, what do you mean?
If you spend a lot of money on something, do you tell people? Or if people ask you how much you spent, do you tell them? Like, because I get uncomfortable sometimes when people ask me how much things are. I just got a new vacuum.
Yeah.
It was expensive. Okay.
Yeah.
I paid a ridiculous amount for it, and I love it. But I don't want to tell people when they ask me.
I was about to say, what's the ridiculous amount?
It was 400. It was 400. Well, I felt the same way about my hair dryer. Remember when I bought the Dyson? I was embarrassed because I spent so much money on a hair dryer, even though I love it and I use it all the time.
Can
I'm
I be honest?
To tell people how much I spent on stuff.
I think you're right, man. I think there's something about it because when we talked to, for example, Danielle and Butler, and she let me borrow her $3,000 vacuum.
Oh, yeah. You still have that vacuum?
I got to bring it back to her. Matter of fact, like I got to hit her up today. That's what I was forgetting today. I got to bring her vacuum back. It's a good vacuum. I think I'm going to get our old one fixed that's equally as expensive because I like the water feature in ours, and it using hers inspired me to do that. But I'm not going to tell people how much I'm going to pay to fix it. I don't know how much it's going to be, but I think I got a limit. If it's anything about $100 or less, I will freely tell you what I paid for it. $100 or
if
more?
It's less.
Less.
Okay, got it.
$100, like if it's anything more than like $150, I'm going to say $100-ish if I even say price.
Wait, are you going to lie then? Oh, so this is interesting. So if I asked you and it cost $300, you'd lie and tell me $100? Or what would you say if you didn't want to tell? What would you say? How do you say if I ask you, what do you say?
If something costs $300.
Would you tell me?
I might not. Well, obviously, depending on who you are, maybe I'll just be like, bro, I paid $300 for this.
Let's pretend it's someone random. If like we're just talking. The office, and I'm like, hey, how much was that?
Water cooler conversation. And they're like, oh, nice. You got this. Oh, how much was it? And it was $300. I'd be like, man, it was about $150. You know, it was $100-ish. You know, it was more than $100, right? I'm not going to say exactly.
Do we all lie to make ourselves feel better about what we spend on stuff? Or is it just too taboo and personal to, like, admit what we spent on stuff? Because I don't want people to think I'm rich.
They're
going to think, oh, she can afford a $400 hair dryer. She's rich. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just irresponsible. Like, let me live. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm just spending my birthday money. Thank you very much.
Let me live.
I'll tell you what it is for me. It's the judgment. I don't want the judgment of people thinking that, oh, this guy. guy, bougie, whatever, paid this X amount, whatever, got this. I don't need people's thoughts and opinions about me to be changed if I am to buy something expensive, right? Because I already see the looks I get when, you know, I got expensive shoes on or a chain on, and they're like, oh, DZ, big blinging. I see you got that paper. I'm like, how much you pay for the pendant? But I'm like, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
But a lot of people use cars as a status.
True.
A lot of people have cars they can't afford, right? And I learned this as when I became an adult. I'm always like, how do they afford that Tahoe? I can't believe how much those things cost. I'm like, oh, they can't afford that Tahoe.
Right.
I'm like, oh, never mind. They're in debt. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the other problem. You can't assume with money that people have money because of credit cards.
And getting into people's financials is over-investing into people's lives, right? But then it is casual.
You can't ask people what they make. You can't ask any of that. That is so
taboo.
Not cool.
It's not cool.
You cannot ask people what they make.
But, for example, yesterday I had on this, like, waffle print jacket, orange jacket, right? I just, like, a little sweater, a shacket, if you will.
Yeah.
That somebody at rehearsals for Fiserv Forum for a game tomorrow literally stopped me and was like, dang, DZ, I like that waffle shacket, bro. Where'd that come from? I straight up, I was like, bro, I don't even know. I was like, what's the tag? Because I didn't remember where I bought it.
Sure.
I will buy clothes anywhere. If I like it, I'm going to buy it. Don't care where it is. Walmart,
Same.
Target, or Louis Vuitton.
Same.
Right? Right? So I pulled up the tag. I was like, I don't know. What is it?
It's funny because I got Walmart shorts on and a tank top from Express. If those two aren't,
if that don't describe us.
The Express tank top would say I'm rich. The Walmart shorts would say, no, I'm not. See?
No, I'm not. The Walmart shorts say, nah, 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 guess again.
Right. Thank you. But anyway.
So I show my tag and they're like, oh, Target? And I was like, they were like shocked, like, oh, DZ shops at Target. And I was like, bro, this was maybe $20 to $40 maximum. That's a steal. You can go get this for yourself. Had it been more expensive, I might have been more apprehensive.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
Personally, I just, I'm thinking, I don't know. But what do you think?
I want to know how much people spend and tell. That's what I want to know.
All right. Is there a limit? Or are you freely telling everybody, hey, I got a $3,000 vacuum? Stick your calls and texts next.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about money, how much you spend on things, and how taboo it is. And DZ said, what, you have a $100 limit? Is that it?
Usually, if it's something that I'm like spending money on, what I feel is a little superfluously, if it's not a home expense, right? I'm a little more candid on like, if it's above $100-some, I get weird about money. I'm not going to lie to y'all, I do.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Carl is in Indianapolis, or is he still in Wisconsin listening on the Odyssey app? I'm not sure where he's at.
Carl, where you at?
Morning. Buenos dias.
Carl, are you in Wisconsin or Indy?
I'm in Wisconsin still.
Oh,
got it.
Wepa. We still got him at home. Let's go.
Nice.
Carl,
what do you think? Do you tell people what you spend on stuff? What's your limit?
Well, actually, I don't have a spending limit. Well, I sort of do, but I usually go to like Goodwill for like maybe about $100 over there.
Okay.
And then when I go to like Quick Trip or to get some Dunkers and treats and stuff, my parents look at me and say like, man, those Dunkers are pretty darn good.
But this isn't about the Dunkers, Carl. Do you tell people how much money you spend on Dunkers?
Do you tell them? Like,
no.
If I went to Goodwill and spent a hundy, I'd be like, I got all this for a hundy at Goodwill. Like,
right.
I'd be telling everybody.
You're bragging.
I'm just saying. Because I love a good deal, so I love bragging about sales.
Sure.
Then it's like, if it's expensive, I don't care because it was a sale.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. Dang.
Yeah, I can find like some good clothing. So I usually buy like all the like Bucks and Brewers and Packers stuff at Goodwill, which would be originally like $300 would be like $5, $10.
So he's smart shopping. That's why he's bragging. He's like, I'll tell you how much I spent. Just don't ask me how much I spend my own Dunkers. Okay? That's a private endeavor, okay? Don't ask about my Dunkers financials.
Yes, my parents love the Dunkers. And I even told them about the Dunkers and the cinnamon rolls as well.
Get out of here. Bye, Carl.
I love you both.
We love you, man. Have a great day. Peace.
Connie in Sheboygan texted in. This is great. She said, if you're curious enough about it, just ask. Or she said, I'm sorry, just Google it. Why ask? So, like, if you like my vacuum and you're wondering how much it costs, you can just Google it. See?
Do that then, and then make judgment. But I don't want to be the one to tell you and then see your face change when you go, dang, you spent what?
Well, Nisha's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she has to say. Hi, Nisha.
Morning.
Hey.
What do you do with money? Do you tell everybody what you paid for things, or do you have like a limit where you just don't tell them? Is it too much?
Okay, so I feel like because it's because I'm open, I never really care when people ask me. Like, I just tell them because, I mean, I don't have any shame in my
game.
She
has no shame, like, yeah. I was going to say, no Nisha's shame. Like, and I bought it. I don't care. It's my yeah. stuff.
I want
what
it.
Do I care?
I buy it. Yeah.
And if it's expensive, I kind of just hit them with the, you know, hear me out. Before you look at me crazy, this is, you know, this is what it is.
She got to set
Nisha.
The scene. She got to set the scene.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, you
well,
know,
before you judge.
You know yeah. how you know someone's going into a hole when they go, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Like,
yeah,
that's how you know, Nisha.
Before I tell you the price, hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out.
By the way, I want to go shopping with you, Nisha. You sound fun. Have
Nisha
a great day.
Nisha does sound fun.
Thank you.
Bye, Nisha. Have a
Bye.
Good one.
Bye. Last but not least, let's go to Holly in Plymouth. Holly said she wants to call us out for something, and I said, oh, you want to fight? Bring it on.
Say less,
what's
Holly.
What's the problem?
Good morning.
What's up, Holly?
Say less.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. What, what are you calling us out for? What?
Okay. I do not talk about my finances. If somebody wants to ask about something, especially I love thrifting, so like that's a compliment to
sure,
me.
Sure.
Whatever. Like, yeah, check this out. Macklemore.
$3. Right.
Totally.
Right.
Okay. However, y'all called me out about buying a bomb ass vacuum. And we're like, oh, that's the girl. Everybody go to her house. And this was like a year ago. Because
we did.
People come in and do the shampoo cleaning.
Oh, Holly!
Wait, what? DZ, bring me back.
Yeah.
Bring me back, DZ. Bring me back. I'm so confused. What did
she got to tell it. I'm not...
Holly, what
and then
happened
you were
a year
like,
ago?
Oh, you got screwed. Go to that girl's house. No, bro. I bought a bomb-ass vacuum cleaner that I still love, so don't question how much I spent on it.
We did call her out because she spent like a few grand. Like, basically like Danielle.
Yeah.
And it was
shampoo
carpet cleaner, and we were like, why would you do that? Just rent
it.
Rah, rah, rah. We
That's
were big
right.
ribbing.
That's right. I'm still ripping on you, though. You spent $1,000 on a vacuum. I mean, can't you do $400
no,
like
I
me
spent,
and not
I spent more than $1,000 on
it,
but I'm not going to tell you how much I got to get it fixed because I didn't have to get it fixed.
Dang, Holly, with the respect you just gained from me and Allie for calling us out a year later, bro, salute.
I'm still a hypocrite, though, but whatever.